Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. All right. Let's get started on this ice cream train. Today, we're here to discuss ice cream for business leaders. Lessons business leaders tend to learn the hard way. And I wrote this because I've made a lot of mistakes in my business career. I mean, I've got a lot of success, but I've also made a lot of mistakes. So I wanted to write a book and create training that would help others to understand the mistakes and how to overcome them. But I didn't want it to be a normal book. I wanted it to be a series of quotes and key thoughts that we would lock into. I know that's how I learn. Tell me a thought, tell me a quote, a short quote, and I'll remember that. Like, all money is not good money. Or everyone who comes in your life is not meant to stay in your life. Things like that. So those short quotes, I said, if I could take that and turn that into a book and put that into sections, then I could help other businesses to remember those things that would help them. So I wrote ICE CREAM. ICE CREAM is an acronym. It stands for income, covering your weaknesses, ego, emotion, and expectations, communication, relationships, education, asking questions, and mentorship. Now, to get the best benefit from today's training, you're going to need to do three things. One, open your mind. So often we miss out on great information because we're busy trying to prove to ourselves how smart we are and how much we already know. Yes, you could have written ICE CREAM, but since I've already done the work, just enjoy and learn from the information. Two, write down the information you feel will benefit you and share it with someone else that might be having a difficult time. Your words and concern could be the push that they need to keep going. Three, be honest with yourself. You'll hear many things that hit the nail on the head when it comes to you as a business leader, as a subordinate, and as a person. Keep the information that you feel will help you grow in your head, will help you to grow, keep it in your head, and in your heart. You'll not agree, you know, you're not going to agree with everything that I say, and you're not going to agree with everything that you hear, but you can still benefit from the intent of the message. So be honest with yourself when you're listening to this. Now, our training is going to consist of key thoughts, which are short, simple to grasp statements. I'm going to give you some examples that directly relate to the key thoughts. And then, if it requires it, I'm going to give you a mentoring tip or an action plan or suggestions of things to do to keep from making those mistakes. Are you guys excited about what we're getting ready to do? I know I'm excited. So let's get started.